Good morning. Portuguese authorities yesterday said they had identified five cases of the rare monkeypox infection, and Spain's health services are testing 23 potential cases after Britain put Europe on alert for the virus. The five Portuguese patients are all stable. They're all men, and they all live in the region of Lisbon and the Tagus Valley. European health authorities are monitoring any outbreak of the disease since Britain reported its first case on May the 7th and found six more in the country since then. Spain issued an alert earlier yesterday saying it had eight suspected cases in the Madrid area that were being tested. That figure rose to 23 by late afternoon, although all cases remain unconfirmed. Monkeypox is a rare viral infection similar to smallpox, though milder. First recorded in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the 1970s, the number of cases in West Africa has increased in the last decade. Symptoms include fever, headaches and skin rashes starting on the face and spreading to the rest of the body. It's not particularly infectious between people, so Spanish health authorities said, and most people infected recover within a few weeks, though severe cases have been reported. The Maritime Safety and Rescue Agency saved 104 lives, including 10 children, on Tuesday when they detected two inflatable dinghies in the Atlantic attempting to reach the Canary Islands. One of the dinghies was found 92 kilometres from Gran Canaria. It carried 35 men, 9 women and 4 children. All were of sub-Saharan origin. They were rescued by a patrol boat. The second rescue was carried out by a rescue vessel after a dinghy had been detected by a rescue plane. This dinghy contained 38 men, 12 women and 6 children, who once again were of sub-Saharan origin. The rescues took the total number of immigrants have reached the Canary Islands by boat or been rescued in the surrounding waters to just over 7,700. Moscow has kicked out diplomats from France, Italy and Spain in retaliation for the expulsion of Russian diplomats from European countries as part of a joint action against Russia's war in Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement yesterday that it was expelling 34 employees of the French diplomatic missions in Russia and gave them 2 weeks to leave the country. The ministry later said that 27 employees of the Spanish embassy in Moscow and the Spanish consulate general in St. Petersburg have been declared persona non grata and will have 7 days to leave. Whilst there was no official statement, a Russian foreign ministry spokesman confirmed that 24 Italian diplomats had also been expelled. And the economy could grow around 4% in 2022. That's half a percentage point less than expected in April, as rising inflation hurts consumer confidence and international trade slows, so the Bank of Spain said yesterday. The lower envisaged growth rate would bring it in line with the downward revision this week from the European Commission. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.